diva, hey. My mic sounds nice. Check one. Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm back. You are hearing it right. Adjust your headphones. I'm back. This is Tavia, and you've stepped into the Diva's Den podcast. Have you missed me? Because I have definitely missed you all. Thank you so much for rocking with me. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for coming back. I hope everyone is having an absolutely positively fabulous day on purpose. We have so much to be thankful for. And again, I'm just thankful to be back. And I wanted to come back, been trying to come back. So let me just tell you what happened. Your girl has been working on a goal that I discussed in my first couple of episodes. So if this is your first time here at the Diva's Den, we have a couple of seasons that you can catch up on where I just share who I am and why I decided to podcast. And in that, I'm going to give you a little brief, very brief introduction. I am Latavia. I am a makeup artist, beauty professional, business owner, entrepreneur, mother, daughter, friend, and overall dope person. I love hip hop. I love Beyonce. I am a proud member of the Beehive, and I absolutely love Jay-Z. It's the Rock. But real talk, I just love hip hop. I love life, and I am so thankful. So that's just a little bit about me. Of course, in previous seasons, again, episode 1 and 2, kind of going a little deeper about who I am and why I'm here. In those episodes, I expressed not finishing because I went for a couple semesters, but not finishing my college education and obtaining my degree. So I was inspired by sharing to do just that. And so that's why I have been MIA. As of January 2019, your girl is officially a college student. I am a proud student of Wiley College. Shout out to my HBCU. I have been obtaining my Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Administration, and it has been an overwhelmingly amazing process. I am taking a 22-month program. So I obtained my bachelor's degree in 22 months. And it is intense. It is a lot on top of business. Again, being a mother, a friend, life. Some things, unfortunately, kind of had to fall by the wayside, and podcasting was one of them. So I'm back, and I'm thankful to be back. It was so important to come back, not only to just share, you know, what I have been experiencing, but to continue to connect, continue to inspire. And it was important for me to reevaluate my why for podcasting. And again, as I stated in previous episodes, God just really was dealing with me, and it was so important for me to be able to share. I remember what it was like, be it starting makeup, anything that I've started, and not necessarily having a blueprint or not having people that were willing to be open and honest about life and how to navigate it. And I'm thankful for the people that God has blessed me with. But I want to be able to share to help. If I'm able to help one person, look, I've fulfilled my purpose. So I'm thankful for being back. I'm thankful for you all who continue to support all of my endeavors, all of my ideas, whether they succeed or fail. I'm so thankful for the support. So that's why your girl has been absent. School has been a lot. But again, it has been very fulfilling. On top of school, business has been amazing. I have been able to restructure my business. I have been able to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say get in a sweet spot, but I've been doing makeup for, Mini Fab turned 15 in January. I mean, side note, I have a whole teenager, a 15-year-old daughter. Yeah. So I've been doing makeup for about 14 years. And I'm in this space where I get to do who I want to. I adjusted my prices. I definitely charge my worth. It is a constant evolution, and I am always growing. So I'm thankful for where I am with my business, and then also entertaining other business opportunities. I am an entrepreneur, not a business owner. So with that, and it's with that being said, look, that's something that was confirmed to me in class. But with that being said, being an entrepreneur, I'm not limiting myself to just one industry or one thing, because personally, I have so many talents and I don't like being put in a box at all. You know, I don't. So in this time of going to school, I have, again, also identify some other opportunities and things of that nature. So I've been working on that. It has been a lot, but I have missed you all tremendously, and I'm thankful to be back. I am going to be more consistent. You know, we don't talk enough about balance and having to try to figure it all and being okay with not always having it figured out and understanding the importance of balance. So I had to take a break in order to, you know, figure some things out, really figure out my goals, what I wanted to see in my life over the next few years. And getting a college degree was important to me, and not a necessity, but it was important to me to fulfill those goals. Another thing that showed me how important it was, or was, again, I have a 15-year-old. High school. She's about to graduate in the next couple of years. I wanted to obtain my degree before she graduated high school, because I want her to be able to see, no matter where life takes you, no matter what, you know, happens, be it life or the choices that you make in life, if you have goals, no matter how big, no matter how small, do what you need to do to fulfill those goals. Don't live your life in regret. And that was so major to me. So, hey, the other thing is, make sure you have some people in your life that when you say that you want to do something, that they will immediately go into action. I honestly just sent in a group text to a couple of my friends, like, I think I want to go back to school and get my degree. And immediately, my amazing friend, Javan Reed, was on it, sent me the information. And hey, I enrolled in school as of January 2019. Was my first semester. So spring of 2019 was my first semester. It is a, 22-month program. I have been carrying at minimum 5 classes each semester. They are between 5 and 6 week classes, so it's very intense. It's no break. It's one class after another. My current semester that I'm in, I've carried four or five classes. I just finished one, so I've been kind of carrying three consistently the entire semester, and it's intense, but hey, I'm built for it. And I have my days where I'm boom, 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 I got it. And I have my other days where I'm like, Jesus, take the wheel. But it's been a great journey. I've learned so much about myself. I have learned to let go of a lot of people and things. And it's just been dope. So that's where I've been. But coming back, I wanted to do things a little bit differently. We're still going to, of course, well, let me say this. Currently, we're on a pandemic in the world. Once we get out of quarantine, I'm definitely going to reintroduce having guests on, and just talking about different just things, life topics, how we can be better, do more, and truly, truly fulfill our personal life's purpose, and how important it is to align ourselves with the right people, places, and things in order to fulfill that. So, past episodes, of course, we had Jeremy of Absolute Credit Solutions, where we discussed credit, how to build your credit, how to fix your credit. And that was an amazing conversation. We've had Tiffany with Masterpiece Counseling, where we've talked about the importance of mental health, which I feel is so important, especially what we're going through right now. Of course, I've had my Fab Divas on, and we talked about friendships, and how as women, Black women especially, we don't speak to each other. So, you know, make sure you go back and check out those episodes again at seasons 1 and 2 today. And typically I give my quote at the end, and I'm still going to leave us with something very positive, but today I want to talk about control. And this has been something that I've been dealing with personally all of my life. Control, lack thereof, trying to be in control, understanding what you have control over and what you don't. But it's been very prevalent, I would say, towards the end of last year, 2019, and especially now. I was scrolling through the gram and came across this, which was, I think it further confirmed to me why I needed to bust through back through the doors talking about control. So when you are in a season of waiting, remember this: in order to gain more and prepare for the next dimension, you have to relinquish the now. Relinquish control of the now. Work on the control of the now, because you were never intended to control anything in the first place. If you're asking God for more, but you can't even handle the now, you may need to give the now over to him so you can receive the more. Relinquish your control to God. That when I read that, it hit me in so many ways. First of all, for some crazy reason, we truly feel like we have control over our lives. We can help navigate, and I'm only obviously sharing my opinion based upon my experiences, because I am a control freak. I want to be in control of my life. I want to be in control over things. For some reason, I've always felt that my destiny was in my hand. and that I really had control. And when I didn't have control, it either freaked me out or I shut down. And it really came to a head last year, 2019, I prepared myself to move. I felt like God told me it's time to relocate in order to see your makeup career go to the next level. It's time to get up out of Jacksonville. And it's something that I've heard often. I've seen other people be able to leave, and you know, in our heads, we look at other people like, oh, you know, they making it happen, which some are. But everyone's path, like, that's their path. It may not be your path. God definitely did speak to me. And I know, and I have, you know, my confirmations and things of that nature on leaving and relocating. But here I am again, trying to control everything on the outside, instead of realizing that I need to learn how to control everything on the inside. And so I knew I'll be up out of here. I was setting certain things in place. I am a preparer. So, you know, I was definitely planning, traveling back and forth, trying to find lodging, you know, all of those great things. I'm also a person who, because I put so much weight on my words, like if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Most times at the detriment of myself. But I'm very big on words. If I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm talking to my daughter about it, I'm preparing her, having conversations with her about moving. And so it was so important in my head that I move at all costs. I didn't think about, I thought about my future, but I'm an optimist. So I thought about my future and how everything was going to go right. And I just wanted to be in control. All I knew was God said relocate. I felt like I knew where God told me to relocate to. Let's make this happen. But every time I was trying to make things happen in my own strength, it kept failing. And so 2019 for me was a year of disappointment and failure in my eyes, because I had these goals and I didn't see them through. They did not come into fruition in the timing that I wanted. Again, all control. I want things to happen when I want them to happen, how I want them to happen, and control. How dare I try to control my life when I believe in God and I know God controls all things. God really dealt with me on control. And so reading that post, it really, really reminded me why I made the decision the beginning of this year to relinquish control. And it was a difficult decision to make, in the sense of actually putting the action behind saying that. I'm not a New Year's resolutions person. As I've gotten older, I just don't do it. I'll set goals, but I don't necessarily set resolutions. But 2020, I said the only thing that I'm going to do is relinquish my control to God. Again, that's not saying that, oh, I'm just not going to have control. I'm going to relinquish my control to God, and I am going to control only the things that I have control over. And so that meant making a list of what I had control over. What do I have control over? I have control over my feelings. I have control over my emotions. I have control over what I say. I have control over what I do. I have control over what I allow to come into my earways and my eye gates. I have control over that. Now, that was important to learn self-control. It was important to learn how to control my emotions. I am by nature an emotional person. I had to learn how to control my emotions. That meant not sending that text message when I really wanted to. That meant really thinking about and putting my emotions to the side, because emotions change second by second, minute by minute. You can be happy, you can be sad, you can be excited. So learning how to control my emotions, learning to not allow outside forces to control my emotions. So although 2019 was a time in my eyes, again, of failure and disappointment, it allowed me to learn certain things that I needed to learn in order to go to the next level. Being a self-control, controlling my emotions, controlling my feelings. Those were things that I never really thought about. I would allow circumstances and people to determine my emotional state. And when I tell you, I feel like that was one of the biggest lessons for me. And I can see, I can track and see how learning to control my emotions was so important. How it just showed a level of maturity and it showed a level of growth. And because I allowed myself to go through that process and I see the growth, then other doors are being opened for me. Right? Like, it's like, okay, if you can control your emotions, then I know if I place this in front of you, you'll be able to handle that. Because even if things don't go your way, or even if this person says something to you, you won't act on it from emotion. Now, it does not mean that I am emotionless, because I still have my emotions. I'm still a highly emotional person because I'm a highly intuitive person. I am an empath. It's like I can feel other people's emotions and I take that in. But what used to happen for me is I used to allow what I was getting from other people to control me. And I had to learn how to not allow that to happen. And I'll be honest, it was not always easy. You know, it was somebody say something to me. It was a lot of, okay, Tavia, give yourself 30 minutes before you respond so that you can feel what you feel, but then you can look at it from either a fresh perspective, or you can take your emotions out of it and deal with the facts. That was so important. In the beginning, I didn't always get it right. But once I got that day, look, I feel so much better as a person. And because I am a... I'm a black and white person, so it's like I'm all in. You know, at one point I was like being emotionless, and I was like, Tavia, you still have to allow your true self to be who you are, so you're emotional, but you just have to learn how to control it. So learning that balance, control. Again, knowing what you truly have control over and what you don't have control over. Being able to acknowledge and identify when you allow outside influences to control you. And that was so big for me. Control, you know, for me and my beliefs, and I truly feel as if we can manifest. We have control over that. Manifesting what you want to see, putting in the work, you know, your affirmations, believing that what you want to happen will happen, but also being open to it not happening the way that you want it to happen. Relinquishing that control, because you truly don't have control over how it's going to happen, and allowing yourself to be open to it being way better than you could ever imagine. ever since I made the decision to relinquish control to God, my life, especially, well, really personally and professionally, it has been so amazing. God has opened the doors for clients to come in on a whole nother level. Look, I'm not going back and forth with anybody about pricing. I have been blessed to experience some amazing opportunities. Just listen, once I said, God, your will, not my will, your will, have your way. And that is a scary thing to say and mean it, because it's truly like, okay, and not just say it, but truly mean it. It's like, okay, God, have your way. Do you. I'm open. I'm ready. But do you. Ever since I've done that, I've just seen new heights. But then, that control, me trying to control stuff was still starting to, it was starting to seep in a little bit. And the difference is I can identify it. So here we are in a pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, cue Cardi B. and I'm like, boom. Well, before, because we're in March, so I'm like, everything's going cool. I ain't controlling nothing. Boom, here come COVID. I start freaking out initially, because that natural instinct for me to try to control things started to kick in. What I learned with control is when you try to control outside influences, when you try to control the how, the what, and the why. If you believe in God, you have to allow God to control. And when you try to take that control back from God, that means you don't trust God like you say you do. And let's just be honest, sometimes it can be difficult to trust something that you can't see, you can't touch. But being able to fully put your trust in God, God said he will supply all of your needs, not some of your needs, but all of your needs. And not even just the simple of what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to take care of my family, financial, just all of your needs. And I had to check myself. You cannot say, God, have your way, God, let your will be done. And the minute you come up against adversity, you want to now take that control back and try to figure it out. No, if this is what God has allowed, he already has an expected end. He's already made all of the provisions. So going back to me last year, nothing happened in the way that I wanted to happen. It was because I think about if I would have moved the end of last year as I expected, and then I would not have had the support that I have by still being in Jacksonville. I would not have had the opportunities. And who, I'm not saying that I still won't relocate, because I know it will happen. But everything happens in God's time. If we're saying, God, let your will be done, God, you have control, God, you have this, then I have to trust his timing. I have to trust that even when I'm going through a situation, that on the onset looks horrible or looks like I'm not going to make it, if God is controlling it, I have no choice but to make it. And so I had to be reminded of that, and I had to remind myself of that. Control. What do you truly have control over? You have control over you, and you don't have control over how somebody is going to react to you, be it positive or negative. You have no control over that. So you can't put your trust in that. You can't put your trust in people in the sense of, well, if they don't act the way that I want them to act. No, you have no control over them. You only have control over you. So make sure you understand what you have control over and what you don't have control over. And I'm telling you, once you master, especially that emotional control, I don't know why no one really drilled in me, Tavia, learn how to control your emotions. Because, and even in business, and I know that, but like, learn how to control everything. Honestly, isn't about you. That person reacted the way that they reacted, and 9 times out of 10, it may not have anything to do with you. It may have everything to do with them, their experiences, what they are going through, what they have been through, what has been instilled into them. You know, you have no control over that. And that was so, it was like, I don't know, a light bulb moment last year, going through the ups and downs and trying to figure out how to make something happen in my own might. Like, sis, that's not how any of this goes when you believe, if you're a believer. So control. I mean, again, that post was just so, it was so major for me in realizing that, relinquishing control of the now. Because to be perfectly honest, you don't have control over the now anyways. Coronavirus is a perfect example. Everybody's going through life, living their best life. And then boom, here's something, a pandemic, and you have to sit your behind down. Now, what do you have control over? It's so many people who have lost their jobs. I stopped doing makeup because I had to protect the health of, I was concerned and needed to protect the health, not only of myself and my clients, but my family, you know, my daughter, my mother, who her immune system is compromised. She is a kidney recipient, so she had to get a new kidney. And so I have no control over that. Did it freak me out initially? Initially, I was like, cool, no big deal. But then when it started to really sink in, I was just like, whoa, whoa. Because things have been going, when I say amazing, from being in Miami for Super Bowl weekend, being in Charlotte for CIAA, some other trips and opportunities, had so many things set up, had a prom segment for First Coast Living lined up, was supposed to help judge capstone for high school here in Jacksonville, just so many things lined up. And then God was like, sit down. And naturally, being human, the fear stepped in a little bit. Me trying to control stepped in a little bit. And I really thankfully, God has given me some amazing people in my life that I can be vulnerable with and be honest with as far as my feelings. And they can get me back where I need to be, you know. And then even just talking to myself, listen, I give myself an opportunity to feel how I feel, and then I boss up. I give myself an opportunity, be it to cry, to yell, to scream, to be down, and then I boss up. Because I can't make any decisions being in a state of fear. I can't make any rational decisions being in a state of fear. But it's nothing wrong with admitting when you're scared. There's a problem when you stay there. Again, what do you have control over? You know, I have no control over COVID-19. I have no control over having to shut my business down. I have no control over anything. But what I do have control over is if I'm going to stay in fear or if I'm going to be in faith. If I'm going to allow the faith to take the front seat. I have control over that. So control. What do you have control over? What control do you need to relinquish? Have you made the decision to control, learn how to control your emotions? Even down to, you know, sometimes I feel like we think that we have to, I don't have to do anything. And I'm so in that space in my life. You know how older people, they get older and they're like, I said what I said, I did what I did, and that's it. That's where I am in life. Low key, I've always kind of been that way. But now it's even more evident. So I control, like, I control if I'm on social media every day or I'm watching the news all day, every day, consuming the negativity. I have control over that. I have control over what I consume in my ear gates and in my eye gates. I have control over that. And so the things that I have control over, because I am, again, like I said, it's in my nature to want to control. Now I'm truly controlling that. If you're negative, I can control no longer having you in my life. And I'm okay with that. Because my ultimate goal is to be the absolute best version of me. My ultimate goal is to truly live out the reason I was put here on this earth. Because so many people, as y'all president say, so many people are dying that have never died before. Like, who says, never mind. But people are leaving this earth. Like, death is so real. And we've all experienced it in some way, shape, or form. And I just want to make sure that when I leave this earth, I have fulfilled my life's purpose. When I look, like your grandma said, I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. So learning how to control the things that I need to control and relinquishing the things that I no longer have control over is important. Speaking of control, y'all know my saying, never not working. Well, your sis is not working. Well, I say this, I'm not physically doing makeup, and I do miss it so much. I think this time that we're living in, we have control over being grateful and being thankful and realizing what we are, that we are truly, truly blessed, and not taking for granted those things, talents and gifts that we have been blessed with. So again, we have control over that. Being thankful, being appreciative. I think this is the perfect time for content creators and creatives, period. We've seen so much of how we have been able to come together. Listen, I have been listening to so much dope music, just from the DJs, producers battling. Like, for me, being a music head, being a creative, and naturally being an introvert, extrovert, i.e. an ambivert, it's been cool for me, to sit down somewhere. But I have been embodying this never not working so much so
that I actually got some shirts made. I might have a couple of left, so make sure you log on to fabulousfacesmakeup.com if you would like your Never Not Working shirt. But it inspired me to add a segment, and I want to add a Never Not Working segment to my podcast. And in this segment, I want to highlight other people that inspire me, or just other people that I see out there that's grinding it, making things happen and never not working. So the first people I want to highlight is Shop Covered Apparel. I want to highlight them because these are two dope women who have created an apparel company, and they have also, they were the ones who I went through to take care of my shirts, make my shirts, and they're just dope. Highly, highly professional, great customer service. Shop Covered Apparel is their Instagram, at Shop Covered Apparel. They have their own line, Covered Apparel. They have great joggers, t-shirts, tights. And then they also make custom designs. So if you want to start your own t-shirt line, hats, even the wristbands, they were able to do some for my family when my cousin passed last year. So Shop Covered Apparel, that is covered-apparel.com. Shop Covered Apparel on Instagram, Covered Apparel on Twitter. Again, you can shop with them, or you can, if you have custom design that you want yourself, they definitely take care of you. Shout out to Terry and Michelle, Never Not Working Divas, always making it happen. Such inspirations to me personally and definitely professionally. Like, they are on their grind. So make sure you follow them on Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you hit up their, I mean, right now you don't have nothing but time. So definitely hit up their website, order some things, support Black business, support business period, but definitely support Black business, especially in the times that we're in now. We are going to come from this. We are going to bounce back even greater than before. You know, so many things are happening on the outside that we can't control. We control what you can control. At the end of the day, control what you can control. I want to thank you all so much for, again, rocking with me. I'm thankful for the opportunity, as always, to share. I'm thankful for the opportunity to, I don't take those opportunities to share lightly. I don't take the support lightly. I appreciate it tremendously. Right now, again, I am not doing makeup right now until one day clear us to reopen. And the health of my clients and myself is extremely important to me. But make sure you're following me on social media. If you have a topic, email me at the Divas Den with Tavia at gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Divas Den with Tavia. If you would like to be a guest on the show once we get off quarantine, make sure you reach out to me. Hit me up with your topics. Let's make this happen. 2020 is still going to be an amazing year. Like, it's still going to be an amazing year. This is a great time, you know, to restructure, refocus, you know, learn something new, master your current talents and gifts, rest if you need to, spend time with your family and friends. Again, so practice social distancing, but spend time with your family and really just, you know, this is a great time to strengthen your relationship with God. Spend some time with God. I mean, you have nothing but time. Spend time with God and just sit back and really focus and be thankful for life. And, I want to leave, again, you know, I always leave us with a quote, but we did our quote earlier, but I do want to leave us with something positive and encouraging. This comes from Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Let's have more faith and less fear. Let's not worry about what we have no control over, but put our trust and our focus in God. Make sure you're following me at Fabulous Faces, fabulousfacesmakeup.com when you're ready to book once we're back. But I'm praying for us all. I'm so thankful for us all. And I'm thankful to God, who I know without a shadow of a doubt is going to see us right on through this thing. So there's no need to worry. There's no need to fret. If God takes care of the birds, he truly will take care of you, because God loves us and he cares for us. And he got us. Stay encouraged. And as always, stay fabulous.